out that most people would prefer half the time of Lent and twice the time of Advent. And here's a factoid to take home. In the fourth century, Lent was only 3 weeks. Last Sunday, this Sunday, and next Sunday, but that was then and this is now. But the tenor of Lent has turned. We no longer hear about what we are doing about prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. From now on, the readings of the Gospel of John are not about what we do for God. They're all about what God does for us. And that's the gripping part of tonight's gospel. What God did is send his Son to die and to rise that we might live. But it's what God is doing for us. Notice the pronouns in the beginning of today's first reading. Not like the covenant I made with your fathers. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And the last one is, I will forgive their evildoing and remember their sin no more. It's about God has done and wants to do among us again and again and again, not a self-help program in which we show God what we've done for him. That's good, and I'll get to part of that. But this is no more Weight Watchers. This is no more counting the calories. This is about real life stuff, about dying and rising. This past week, the Roman Catholic Church observed the fifth anniversary of the election of Pope Francis. And I would say if there was one word that would characterize this pope, the word is mercy, that last part of today's first reading, and forgiveness. I will forgive them their sins and remember their sin. I will forgive their sins and remember their sin no more. The pope wrote a book called The Name of God is Mercy, hard to miss it, in which he says the following. Mercy is God's attitude to us that is self-giving and welcoming and leans down to forgive us. What God does for us. One of the words is covenants. In the last weeks, we've heard about the covenants that God made with Adam and Eve. After they sinned, he would send their son. Abraham and Sarah offering Isaac, he will send his son as the new Isaac. Jeremiah today about a new law replacing the law of Moses with Christ, the new Moses, the new Adam, the new Moses, the new Isaac, all of these things that God has done for us to show us mercy and forgiveness. But then what needs to happen is how do we show mercy and forgiveness to the other? And that's the real test of the last 2 weeks of Lent. Because you see, the goal of Lent is not Easter. That's on the calendar. The goal of Lent is to die and rise again and again so God can live in us. We've got 2 weeks left. But then again, we have a lifetime to die and rise, to show mercy, and to forgive. And quite frankly, as you and I know, sometimes showing mercy and forgiveness does take a lifetime. I have spent too many hours in rectory parlors, in university offices, and in student lounges not to know that sometimes forgiveness is the hardest thing people ever have to do. And we make light of it sometimes, but it is not easy. From the heart, and to get beyond it? Why is it that the spiritual father from the second century on say the Our Father five times a day, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those? Because it's not easy. Real forgiveness is heart-wrenching because our hearts have been broken, and it's very, very difficult to heal them. And even Humpty Dumpty was not put back again. Where to show forgiveness? Where to show God's covenant love? Well, perhaps in our families. And that sometimes is the most difficult. Think about Easter in a couple of weeks, Easter brunch, Easter dinner. Who's going to be invited? Who's going to be excluded? Should there be an additional chair at that table? Mercy, forgiveness. That's where the tire hits the road. And that's where Lent matters in terms of dying to pride so others might live a better life. 5 years ago next Monday, the Pope was inaugurated at a Mass in St. Peter's Square and spoke to the church for the first time as Pope. And he said, I'm talking about St. Joseph on St. Joseph's feast day. And he said, he's the patron and the caregiver of Mary and Jesus. You should be caregivers to each other. Then he says, he's a caregiver to the whole church. We should be caregiving to a wider, just our family, but the wider church family. And he challenged us to be merciful to those who are our persecutors. And then he said, Joseph reminds us that we should be protectors of the earth on which we live. And the Pope spoke about sins against the earth and about showing mercy, as he said, to our common home. Family, white church, and even the earth on which we live deserve mercy and forgiveness. And sometimes that means dying so we can really live. We will come to this altar in a few moments to receive the bread of life and the cup of salvation. I often ask my students, where did the bread and wine come from? And they say, the store. The bread and wine comes because someone has decided to put seed into the ground. And someone decided to take care of that soil and nurture it. And when comes the grain of wheat to cut it down and to mill that wheat into flour and then bake the bread, that's a process of dying and rising. Unless the grain of wheat fall and die, it remains a single grain. And the wine, plant the vine, nurture it, harvest it. Take the grapes and ferment them. They become wine. That's a process of dying and rising. And what is this altar but our sharing in the dying and rising of Christ by a process of making bread and making wine, then to be imitated in your life and in my life? That's the goal of Easter. It's not going back on chocolate and sweets. It's making sure that we die to what we need to die to rise in Christ's grace and show that grace and forgiveness to each other. We've got 2 weeks left, but then again, we also have a lifetime to die and rise in Christ. we join our prayers with those of the obedient Christ Jesus.
Let us pray for Pope Francis and all who exercise ministry in the Church. May they imitate the humble obedience of Christ Jesus.
We pray to the Lord. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who are saddened by the death of friends or loved ones. May we be strengthened by our hope in the resurrection.
We pray to the Lord. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our parish community. May we proclaim the life and love of God as we accompany one another to the joy of Easter.
We pray to the Lord. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who do not believe in God. May the world find Christ and acknowledge his promise of life.
We pray to the Lord. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the elect who will be baptized at Easter.